Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Like, so, like, you're about to hear all about, like, the words you should never, ever say.
You can say them sometimes, just not honestly all the time.
You should stop saying these words right now.
Our, like, best friend, Sharon Delaney, is a she's like a specialist.
She's like an expert.
What is going on with my brain?
Anyway, we have an expert in these. She's going to clean up our language. And, of course, she's going to join us for an instant talent show.
It's the Vocal Graffiti Podcast, and it starts now.
It's a podcast, baby. Time to start the show right now. It's the Hold a Mess Podcast, baby. Time to start the show right now. Yeah, baby, I'm gonna stick a microphone in front of your face and make you talk to me for an hour in Max's basement. Yeah, you know, this song doesn't rhyme, but it's Super Motown. Ha! Yeah, Super Motown. I didn't have the time to write it, so I just said words in front of Motown music. Let's start the podcast now!
I don't think it counts as Motown.
Why not?
A white guy snapping does not make Motown.
Well, no, the music was good.
And yes, the music was great.
I did some vocal trills.
Yes.
You just jumped right in, huh? Like, okay, welcome to the Hold a Mess Podcast.
I'm Kim.
I'm Penn, and I'm being forced to do a different open every week.
Forced.
Because my wife always has notes.
Yes.
And this is the eighth or ninth or tenth one we've tried.
I don't know. I'm losing track. There's so much fun. I really loved the energy. I really loved it. If there had been words to it.
There were words.
They weren't very creative.
just a little inside information. I don't spend a lot of time on these opens.
Thanks for your effort, honey. Thanks for making this a priority.
Because I know they're going to be shot down.
No, you do a great job.
I worked really hard on one of them, and you did not like it. And so I have decided I'm not going to spend more than 10 minutes on any of these. So what's the notes? What do you want next?
I love the energy. I love that you have this special skill that you could just write a song out of nowhere.
You wish I was better at Motown.
No, I love Motown, though.
No, but you wish I was better at Motown.
Well, I think giving it any effort at all would be great.
Okay.
Welcome to the passive-aggressive part of our marriage.
Exactly.
Welcome in. Have a seat.
It's interesting. Every week, we try to bring in another guest. We've been doing that about half the time that we've been doing these podcasts. And some of them are people who aren't normally in front of microphones, who are sometimes on television, elsewhere. And, you know, we're wondering, we don't really know what we're going to get. We're hoping that they're going to open up and they're going to be relaxed. I am not worried about that this week. our guest might be drunk. And if not, we're just going to get her there right now. She is one of our oldest, dearest friends.
Yes, this is Sharon Delaney McLeod, and we'll do her business bio first. Okay, ready? So she is here to help us and Penn on some vocal graffiti, and we're going to explain what that is in a second. But Sharon, what's your official title?
partner and vice president of professional development.
Yes, at Walk West.
See what I mean?
Yes.
The royal wedding just happened. Yeah.
So, just call me Duchess.
Yes. Yeah. The Duchess works at Walk West, and Walk West is part of our day job, and it's a digital marketing video production firm. And Sharon, I will say, so she has a lot of skills. She was on TV forever and ever. She's very inspirational. She's a cancer survivor, kicked cancer's booty. And there's a lot to talk about because Sharon is the reason why Christmas Jammies happened. And Christmas Jammies happened. Really, I'm going to get there. Yeah, seriously. And she has the most amazing singing voice. So later on when we have our instant talent show, just watch out. Okay, so I didn't know.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Oh my.
But what brought Sharon here initially today is when we were listening to the first few podcasts we put out, Penn like has like this issue, like he says
it was
like
terrible.
Like 47 times.
And I don't do it when I'm on camera. I don't do it when I am, obviously, when I'm doing music videos or anything else on our platform. For some reason, this platform turned me into a valley girl.
So, in Sharon's professional development training world, this doesn't, by the way, this isn't just if you have a podcast. This is if you're presenting. This is something, these sorts of skills are valuable no matter what you do.
And if you're a salesperson, you're trying to talk to someone on the phone.
If you're a stay-at-home mom.
Exactly.
And you're trying to, you know, talk to your kids.
You just said you know twice.
I know. We all have these. Okay, explain to us. What are we doing, Sharon?
All right. We are using vocal graffiti or unnecessary fillers. Those are the little words, the ums, the ahs, the likes, the sos, the wells, the you knows, the sort ofs, the kind ofs, that give us that millisecond to think of what the next word is,
yes.
When in fact, a beat of silent pause would be the preferable way to go.
Really?
Really.
I think that now I'm paying attention to everything you say.
It is terrifying.
Yeah.
I think why you found yourself doing more likes in this is because, A, the music videos, you've written lyrics.
They're scripted.
You've memorized them,
yes.
Right? When you're on camera, that's a whole different side of your brain. You did that for 20 years as a broadcaster. But this is so relaxed. We're in the basement with Max. We've got small batch liquor on the table and coffee. And it's very relaxed. And so when we're in our super casual conversation, those kind of vocal fillers come in very naturally. It just happens.
What's the harm in that, though?
There's no real harm unless you're trying to persuade and make sure that people are paying attention to you.
So we are trying to make sure people pay attention to us.
Right, on your podcast, you don't want people to turn you off.
That's correct.
Right. You want them to. You want to turn them on, Peg. But it's a distraction from what you're trying to say, from your message.
And everybody had, don't you find that everybody has their own brand? Mm. So for Penn, it's like.
Didn't used to be. It is now. Mm-hmm. Don't know how that happened.
I think mine also is sort of like, I say sort of, and I also, and I hate this, I'll start a sentence with so.
Because you think you're from San Francisco now.
So.
That's a West Coast thing, isn't it, Max? Max, you're here, our producer, by the way.
You're from the West Coast?
Yeah, I'm from San Jose, yeah.
Okay, I will say that in the last 2 to 3 years of very regular media training, presentation training, so has become the number one filler word. And so we say that we're all seamstresses because we're all sewing. And if you even listen to NPR and they're interviewing these very smart PhDs. So can you tell us about global warming, Dr. So-and-so?
So my
recent research talks about every last one of them, we are all seamstresses.
Even if
and
it's
you
something
don't need
simple.
It.
How old are you? So 33. Yeah, I noticed that.
And you don't need it.
Mm-mm.
And I feel like it discounts everything you're going to say afterwards. I do it, mm-hmm. but I'm really trying to break myself of it.
Okay. Therefore, what are some tips that you give people? For me, I just am shocking the back of my brain every time I'm about to say likes. You'll hear me. It kind of sounds like, I have the hiccups.
Well, your mom, the debate coach, used to snap your little rubber band.
I had
right?
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Peggy.
No. Well, it was just.
Really?
Listen, it was, I did not realize, like, I was like saying like all the time. Mm-hmm. And she'd just go, pop. And it made me aware of it. And once you're aware of it, I feel like it's easier to fix.
Enter. Like so.
Okay, let the record show, as this is an audio medium, that Sharon is holding up her iPhone, and there is an app, like L-I-K-E, so.
This is a woman in New York who's an IT expert, read a blog post that I put on LinkedIn about vocal graffiti. She contacted us last year and said, oh my gosh, I've created an app to fix the like problem, because she has a teenage daughter who is unable to complete a sentence without a minimum of 3 likes.
Really?
She created this app, and watch what it does.
Oh. Let the record show, Sharon has pressed the button. It says speech fitness on the top, and then in the middle it says uh-oh.
Uh-oh. So this is your speech fitness coach, and we're going to hit freestyle because we're freestyle, and we're going to say, all right, we're going to have it listen for, you can choose 1, 2, 5, or 30 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to have it listen for 1 minute just for fun, and then you tell it which words to listen for. And it
All I hate all of those words.
It's listening to us now, and
like
then
right now.
Right now, it's using artificial intelligence, and in 1 minute, it'll stop and it'll grade us and tell us how many filler words we used, and then it'll give us a grade, A, B, C, or D.
So you should stop talking because you're good at this. The three of us should be the ones who are talking.
So like, no, I won't fake it.
Cheat.
Penn, what did you have for breakfast today?
Well, the kids got up late, and so...
Well,
I took him to Panera, and I think he had, like soufflés, and...
Kim, how do you get your hair done in the morning?
I can't talk!
Well, here's the thing. This app does not hear the word yet.
What?
We have a Turkish man on our staff at Walk West, and we did training for him recently. Do you know what the word means in Turkish?
Oh, gosh. This is a family podcast. What is it?
Vagina.
Okay. Does it have to be pronounced a certain way? Is it like Thai where and mean two different things? Or is it just straight across vagina?
It's a naughty version of vagina.
Oh. Okay.
So they can't say in Turkey.
So that fixes that problem. There are some words that just annoy me in the placement. So just, I think, really qualifies what people are going to say. And I feel like women do this a lot. So just, all of those. And another word that annoys me in the type of language we use in our marriage is should. You know, you should do this, or I should do that. I feel like you can take should out of your language, too, and it changes things. Mm-hmm. Because,
that's more of a...
But do you feel like women have this issue more than men?
And actually, if you Google on LinkedIn the word just, you will read many a blog post, and it's very much women who use the word just, and it's apologetic. It weakens your... And you know where you find it? In your email. I'm just following up to see if you got our proposal. As if you're interrupting their email inbox.
Right.
Women use just far more than men, and we need to strike it from our language. Mm.
There's no need for it.
We just got a B-, and I think it's mainly because Sharon was talking during most of it, and we were super aware of it. We need to try this again without letting anyone know that we're doing it.
Let's just have it run.
So was the biggest offender by a long shot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And right.
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 Was one, and like, obviously, was one.
And again, if you're a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad, and you work from home and you never... It goes from email language to what you're actually presenting. If you're listening right now and you're commuting into a big fancy job and you're presenting for a living, all of these things matter.
They matter. Let's say you are volunteering at a nonprofit and you're leading a committee. You're going to be presenting to your committee. There is opportunity to increase and perfect your communication at all parts of your life.
Okay.
I just had a suggestion. You should click start on this. Oh my God, I can't even speak right now. You should click start on this, and I will ask you a question from our audience. There's a quick one that we could do.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be more extemporaneous.
Right. Because you have no idea what I'm about to ask.
Okay.
And everyone, forget Sharon said anything.
Okay.
Can we do that?
No,
can we pretend like we don't know this thing is happening? Okay.
Hit freestyle and hit like 5 minutes or 30.
We're in.
How about this? The first one's going to go for Penn. The second one will go for Kim.
The questions?
The questions.
Okay, go ahead.
This is quick. Okay. Penn, obviously, this question is for Penn. makeup and skincare secrets, please.
Oh, does that include like hair or is it? Okay.
However you'd like.
Well, hair. So I used to have very short hair and then it got a lot longer because Kim told me that it would look better and I have an ugly head. And so
no,
I,
you don't.
So I went from hair gel to a pomade to the latest, which is a forming cream from J. Crew, which is essentially the same thing as somebody putting glue in your hair.
I don't think it's J. Crew. I think it's Crew. Yeah. Yes.
The brown one. Yeah.
Wait, so that's not the same company?
No!
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Does anyone have proof of this?
Sweaters and pomade.
They just sort of seem like they're in the same
genre.
Genre, yeah.
No, totally different.
All right, so
skincare.
That's yeah. And for skincare, Kim got me this thing called the Art of Shaving, and it's like badger oil. I'm sorry. It's badger is the brush. It's sandalwood oil.
I don't think there's badgers in the brush.
It's made from parts of real badger.
No,
I'm going to look it up. All right, I'm done.
All right, that's a minute and 17 seconds.
Okay, sorry.
That was good.
And
do
made
you
want
to evaluate
parts...
what you've done?
No, I've got 5 minutes. We're just going to keep going. Or I can hit stop. Should I hit stop? Stop.
Good. Made from parts of real badger.
Well, that reminds me
I got
of
a bee.
Food bait.
Oh, I know.
I got a B. I was, honestly, I was trying really hard. Two okays, two likes, and three so's. I think they probably missed a few of them. I felt like I said a lot of those.
Up top.
Up top.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Are you ready for Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim, how do you make buttermilk from regular milk?
Oh, stop. Okay. We just did a video about, we have a series on Facebook and YouTube called Nailed It, where we take all those really pretty, perfect, picture perfect things from the internet and we just try to make them. Like what happens when real people try to make those things and it's a disaster. And the recipe called for buttermilk and we didn't have any, so just put in regular milk. But apparently I am the only person on the internet that doesn't realize that you can actually make buttermilk.
Oh.
Who knew that? So apparently you can put lemon juice and vinegar and you can, why do you, anyway? So, and it's not the same thing. And so everybody on the internet.
Oh boy, I heard a lot of so's.
Did you?
Oh yeah.
I didn't think I said I was trying really hard.
How'd you get a B plus? This thing's not listening the way I wanted to.
Kim wins.
How did you get a better grade than me?
We do this when we go to the dentist too. We'll go at the same time. I'm like, whose teeth?
This
are better?
Says two whose so's. Teeth? I counted four.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Actually, anyway, just and so. Actually is another one
I
feel
that word.
I've got a word, and don't take offense, Kimberly.
Oh, I say it all the time. I'm sure.
Honestly,
honestly,
you qualify so many sentences with honestly,
yeah.
And you go it. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
Not well. I will now.
Mm. No.
And if I did notice it, I'm not going
to
say that.
As if the rest of my sentences are dishonesty.
I know. I'm like
in this sentence, I'm going to lie to you. No, you're so right. But you're correct. You are correct. I do that. And I think I just want everybody to know that what I'm about to say is very important. Honestly, that's why I'm saying it. No, but there are so many words you should just. There are so many words you should strike from your language.
Should?
But should. Yeah. No, here, should. That's the thing. Is that
makes sense in that.
No, it absolutely is because I actually was like in
so
therapy.
Hard.
I was like in therapy over one of the 97,000 issues I have. And the therapist actually pointed out, she said, you say should all the time. Like, I should be feeling this way. I shouldn't be feeling this way. And she's like, you are feeling this way. Mm. Let it happen.
You know, if you're in the South, you could just replace should with ought.
Oh, no. Is that a...
You ought to be doing this.
You know what I've noticed? If I speak in a Southern accent, I end up saying like this and so and all that stuff. If I speak in a British accent, I don't use as many bad cues.
Fillers.
If I just pretend to be British,
except for then I have
no
to slap
way
you.
I'll ever say anything wrong.
And then I have to slap you.
I'm going to talk in British for the rest of this podcast.
In British.
Well, here's the word with the words that weaken. I sort of want to raise.
No.
No, you want to raise. I'm kind of pregnant.
No,
you either are or you're not.
Kind of
that's what I'm saying. You would
You
would never use that in that kind of sentence. But people say, I kind of want to walk you through our process of building a website. No, you want to walk them through the process.
Everything
right?
is so much more declarative and And I think in our relationship, I need to be more aware. I'm going to be more aware of the language I use because I think it really does change the tone of a conversation.
Let me ask you something. Are you a little bit mentally exhausted last 5 minutes? Because I am. I am thinking so hard, and I feel like there is a little imp in the back of my brain who's lashing me with an electrode every time I say a wrong word.
Was it even incorrect for Penn to preface and say, let me ask you something?
That is something that has been pointed out to me.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Well, don't answer a question with a question.
Right. Well, I know. That's the thing. Like, you feel like you're interrupting the conversation by saying, I'd like to ask a question.
Did you guys notice, Max, is there something personal going on? Did someone do that to you that you don't like? Because you did an impression. I don't know who that was.
I'm married.
I was Felicia.
No. So, oh my gosh, I can't even. I want to make sure my daughter doesn't qualify her statements in class. Or when she gets a job, I noticed one time she said, well, maybe this is a silly question, but, and I struck that. I said, there are no such thing as silly questions. Ask your question. You have a question. Ask it. And you never hear men say, well, maybe this is a bad idea, or maybe this is just silly. And to qualify those statements, men never do that.
That's a really good point. And I wonder if you've ever come across this when talking to people who are parenting, who have children, about the best way to communicate with your kids and to have them talk. Is that something that you dive into ever? When I know most of the time it's corporate training.
It's
for you.
It's mostly corporate, but we talk about how a lot of the skills should be transferred right to their kids. My eldest son is actually, he's a pretty good presenter.
Of course he is.
Connor can get up and do a PowerPoint and just marshal his way through it quite well. And I think that that is partly his extroverted, DNA. That's just him. But I think, too, if you just are talking about these things over the dinner table a lot more, and you're correcting and adding to the vocabulary all the time, or saying, you know, that's not a great word, you should choose a different word, you've got a better vocabulary than that, and you start having those conversations, I think it can improve. I am in the stages of developing public speaking for teens. I want to create kind of Toastmasters for kids.
I think that's a great idea.
I haven't figured out how to do that, but I want to do that.
Yeah.
I'm in Y Guides, you know, with a bunch of dads and daughters. And one of the dads who has an older daughter who's a teenager gave her excellent advice, and we used it at the dinner table last night. He had asked her a question, and she didn't really have an answer. She just said, oh, whatever's fine. And he goes, honey, there are a lot of times in this world where people will make decisions for you, but when someone asks your opinion, you darn better have an answer. And so you should always know what you want.
Yeah.
When someone asks you what you should.
Yeah. That's really
important.
And
not be afraid to say it. There's a thing that we do talk about that kids, this happens in classrooms, I'm sure, all the time. It's called bro-appropriating.
Yes.
Bro-appropriating?
Bro-appropriating.
Okay.
That is when, for example, and this happened in the Obama White House, when Susan Rice, the national security advisor, was a member of his first cabinet, there were only a few women, and she would go in and she would say her idea. And people just kind of didn't really listen, kind of. There we go. Went down the line. A man said almost the exact same thing, and the whole room went, yes, Joe, that's exactly what we're thinking. And she's like, hello, I just said that.
Yeah.
She created a pre-meeting with the other women and then the trusted men on the cabinet and said, look, at the next meeting, I'm going to present this and this idea. I need you to amplify my idea after I say it so that she couldn't be bro-appropriated. So the next meeting, she said her idea, and then her partner, friendly person that she gave the instruction to before, said, yes, Susan, and I think we can build upon that idea with this, this, and this. And that way, she owned the idea and it didn't get bro-appropriated. It's called amplification.
I love that.
Or
I love that.
Personal hype man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the reason why actually is one of my least favorite words is because I feel like that comes up with mansplaining a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When and he'll be.
We've already got a whole podcast on mansplaining. We have to go back.
No, we don't.
That's an unheard of podcast.
Oh, we haven't done that yet?
No,
it's not. Okay, sorry.
And mansplaining.
But actually.
Which just happened.
2 times.
Yeah.
And I hate being this. So anytime a sentence starts specifically from a dude, but I hate the word actually because I'm always being I'm being corrected in how I should feel about something. And so Penn has done a very good job of striking it from his vocabulary.
I'm so confused right now. Every time I open my mouth, I just don't know what to do. The one thing that I've learned that helps is just slowing down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is hard for someone like me to do. And you can catch yourself in all of these horrible mistakes you're going to make, including mansplaining.
Well, I wasn't feeling well last week. And it was the weekend. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go take a nap. I'm not feeling very well. He goes, actually, it might feel better if you go work out and just get it all out. And
because that's what I do.
Well, that's what you do.
So I actually, and I shitted her. Yeah. I shitted all over her.
It's a clean podcast.
She was covered in should.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm saying should.
Oh, Lord.
You're the ones with the dirty minds.
Oh, this is a clean podcast.
What can I say? I'm a shithead.
Okay.
No editing involved here.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, okay. So now we have all sorts Oh my God, I can't even talk. We have all sorts of words we need to work on adjusting, and I can't even talk right now.
Should we let Sharon?
This is how Sharon altered our future. We moved to Raleigh, North Carolina, because I was really tired of being a reporter on Inside Edition, and Penn went to go be a news anchor. We needed to make more money, so I needed to go back to work. And I went to work as a reporter part-time at a local news station. It was not my jam. And so I met Sharon through a friend, and she goes, let's just start a company where we do presentation skills training, and let's just do that. And we'll teach people how to do media interviews and presentation skills. And I said, you can do that? You can just start a company? Yeah, sure. And then
you did.
And we did. And then then somebody asked, oh, you guys used to work in TV. Do you do video production? She said, absolutely. I'm like, Sharon, we don't do that. She's like, sure we do. Yeah, we do. Just say yes and we'll figure it out. So Sharon taught me that everything is figure outable. And then we built Green Room Communications to a point where we could not even hire Penn, but Penn could quit his job.
Let's back up a bit. All of the video that you did. You guys just dumped on me on a regular basis to put together as a story.
That's why Sharon knew she could do it. She knew you existed.
And you didn't pay me. No. Should. Really nothing. But it was fun. But we bought our equipment through that.
Yes.
We bought all of our stuff that we launched Green Room with.
Which we still use.
Yeah.
Yes.
Today.
And that's the thing is that if it weren't for Sharon just being so incredibly brave and saying, yeah, we can do it. And we'll figure it out.
No, you're so right. And I would not have quit my job if it weren't for you quitting your job and her getting together and saying, let's all do this together.
And yeah.
I will play the part of Christmas Jammies where you say exactly this part right here.
Biggest thing is what happens next month. He's stepping off the anchor desk. It's the biggest decision of his life. He's going to quit his job and come work with his wife.
We'll be making videos just like these for politicians and companies. And we'll do it in these jammies.
In these Christmas jammies.
Right, so we didn't mention Sharon in that. We probably should have. Sharon, hoppity, floppity, ding-a-dong, Sharon. Yeah, we didn't do that.
Yeah,
The whole thing was we never said no.
Never said no.
In those early years, people would say, can you build websites?
Yes. Okay, and then
we would Google.
We find someone to help us build websites.
Look for a freelancer that we can hire to build us a website.
Yeah, and that's, I think that people get, myself included, get so scared to take that leap. And you are not one of those people. You just keep leaping. You just keep going. And I think without Sharon, that jump would never
happen. No, I'm probably still waking up at 2:45 in the morning doing morning
absolutely,
news.
Absolutely.
I think you would have found your way out of there by now. I honestly do. Honestly. But I do think that being an entrepreneur, you learned very early on. You just say yes because you had to massage and work on Penn for quite some time to get him to turn in that notice and end the TV career.
Yeah, that was really
scary.
Well,
that was a salary with medical benefits.
Yes.
And we had a family.
That was
and honestly, we lived in a house.
Looking selling cars.
I know. I was doing car.
She was.
I was doing car commercials for a local car dealer who fired me.
Can we see if we can pull up one of those ads? No. Only because of the difference between you can not use that company, but her voice and the way
they
ask her to talk.
Scream.
I want to give you a tour, but we have to move quick, and we only have 30 seconds, so let's go. It's a 131,000 square foot super center. It's bigger than two football fields with room to spare. Bring the kids, we've got a playroom. And it's a perfect 72 degrees. You have to see it to believe it.
Anyway, but they were paying me, so I said yes. Again, never say no, especially in the beginning. Now we say no plenty, but we never say no in the beginning. That was Green Room Communications, which then we merged with a company called Walk West. So that's why it's now Walk West.
Who we met when we were looking for a way to design a website. And we told little fibby about whether or not we did it. And then found them, and they were great. Yes.
No, it wasn't a fib. We could facilitate a website.
Right, as an agency, you can do that. That's true.
Yes.
Correct.
So anyway, Walk West has been a blast to be a part of in the last year, and Sharon kind of oversees the day-to-day while we handle this ridiculousness, and then we're lucky enough to come in for some of the bigger projects like Velcro.
Super fun stuff.
And yeah, and that part's been fantastic. Yeah. And we brought you here mainly to thank you for dealing with all that garbage while we do weird stuff.
Well, can you believe we have 35 people who quit their real jobs to come work for us?
I know, it's crazy.
I know, isn't that crazy? I tell people that is
insane.
So crazy.
And we offer health benefits? What?
From working at your dining room table, your basement. Panera. Like, that is where we started the company. Now there's 35 people, and at any point I walk into the office and it's so fancy.
They don't even know who we are anymore.
I know.
No. They wish you would come by more often.
I know. That is something I regret.
But really fun energy when y'all come in.
Well, it is such a fun, and they do great work. So this is the shameless plug for Walk West.
Yeah.
So you do professional training and this sorts of training through Walk West, but you also have one of the most beautiful singing voices ever.
According
to my mother.
And so this is where the point in the program we call Instant Talent Show. So Penn has this really, as you know, has this really weird talent. You can call it any song and he can sing it on the spot.
It's
do you
amazing.
Have, and now that we have you and you can sing along, do you have any favorites that, do you
I think
have?
I got one.
That Sharon can sing along with?
Sharon can do anything.
The worst thing, I don't remember lyrics, so I just make them up.
Same.
She can just sing along with me.
Okay.
I feel like after what we just said. Must have been cold there in my shadow.
Oh, Bent.
Never have sunlight on your face.
You know the words.
You were content to let me shine.
You were content to let me shine.
You always walked a step behind.
You always walked a step behind.
Chorus, let's do chorus.
You ever know that you're my hero?
Yes, I do now.
And everything I was meant to be.
It's all because of me.
But we could fly.
I am the wind beneath your wings. I meant to sing that about you, and then if we reverse, you should be singing I am the wind beneath your wings. You should reverse it and do Did you ever know that I'm your hero? Let's try it again like that.
No.
So reverse all the U's for the I's, because that's how we feel about Sharon. Ready? Chorus?
No.
1, 2, 3, go.
Did you ever know that I'm your hero?
There it is.
That you should thank me for all your stuff.
Yep. You can fly higher.
You can fly higher than an eagle. 'Cause I am the wind beneath your wings.
Thank me.
Thank you.
Thank God for me.
the wind beneath your wings.
It's the best song we've ever done. Best song we've ever done. Doesn't she have a great voice?
Yes, I know. What is your go-to in the karaoke bar, though?
Big Spender!
Oh. Yeah, I don't have that skill set. That's a big band song, but she could...
No. A Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, can you guys do this?
Yeah, can you do Total Eclipse of the Heart?
Yeah, it's like a lot of different chords.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit tired and I'm never doing something.
Turn around.
Every now and then I need a drink of wine and I want some more.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous because something of the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I love a liter to bottle and a watermelon.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I'm gonna need you more tonight. And I need you more than ever. And I'm gonna hold you tight. And I'm gonna be long forever. We can do it.
That was great, guys.
Yes, that was great, guys.
I should have been doing harmony, though.
Yeah. That's okay.
But it helps to have words.
You should. It should. Okay.
Does Max sing?
Yes, Max does sing. And
you got a piano.
And he plays the piano and the guitar.
I see the guitar. Is that a bass? That's a bass. Yes.
He plays everything, but he plays everything left-handed.
Yeah, I know.
What?
So, I don't know what... So a question from, and I don't know how to say this, Vishaika, but...
I'm sure that's wrong, though.
Probably not correct. What do you do all day? I know you both work from home, but what's an average day like? I can't understand how people work from home and actually get stuff done. You guys seem so productive. I'm just starting to listen to the podcast, and I'm loving yours.
I appreciate that. I thought that was headed in a different direction. I thought that was going to be kind of an office space.
What would you say you do here?
So thank you for saying that we are productive. Our day is weirder than most people's days. It usually involves me dropping the kids off and getting home and sitting in my car for 10 minutes because it's quiet. Mm. And as soon as I get in, Kim is at the breakfast room table with 11 ideas.
Yes. Yes. And so our day starts with a very informal kind of morning meeting. We drop the kids off.
Mm-hmm. And not metaphorically. We actually drop the kids off at school. Not the other drop the kids off. Although sometimes I do that in the mornings too.
My Lord. We talk about what were the videos we want to shoot for the week. What days we're going to shoot them. There's a lot of scripting involved, a lot of writing involved. And then there's projects that take longer that you're not seeing. For example, we've mentioned it here before, Penn is writing a musical. So trying to give him time to write original music is a priority as well. So if you're not seeing as many videos, it's mostly because I've locked him in a room trying to get him to write original music. And then there's our work with Walk West. So we're not in front of the camera on that, very much behind the camera, but it's, you know, planning, Penn's going on shoots for that sort of thing, to serve as a director.
When you look at the final products that we put out, the podcast is one of them, the music videos is one of them, the vlogs would be the third one. The podcast we spend zero time preparing for, not sure if you're aware of that. That is a very...
Obviously.
That's very time efficient. We spend a couple of hours a week on that. The music videos, when one of them dawns on us, that takes a little bit more time. We have to write the music, we have to record the music, then we have to shoot the video, then we have to edit the video. We edit 90% of our own content, so there's a lot of time where Kim or I are just standing over a laptop and staring at little clips all over the place. The vlogs take a little more time now that we've changed the structure of them. We do lip syncing of our old stories, and so that involves setting up a green screen and then doing multiple shoots and edits to get to that point. I just mentioned all the things you see. In order to be productive in this business, you have to understand all of the ins and outs of social media, learn how to tag things, learn how to put things on different platforms, and use multiple platforms like Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. Kim spends 40 hours a week just on that.
I'm probably not
20 hours a week just on that.
I do spend a lot of time trying to better understand that. We can certainly do a better job. Mm-hmm. And anybody who says they have have it perfected is lying, right, because it changes every single week. So I spend a lot of time studying the platform, and I know we could do, there are a lot of things I know we could do better.
And we didn't mention the kids. Kids come in
when
they feel like it.
We're
parents. And that's it. They're cameos. But anytime, obviously they're fantastic and we love having them as part of our sort of family fun that we're having. And sometimes they're in videos, sometimes they're not. It's up to them.
And I'll tell the community listening as well, since I know you guys as friends and we both have kids at the same school and just in general, you also play a big factor in the community by helping out. I mean, right, Penn, you were giving a speech last night or two nights ago and helping things out. And every time our kids are doing poetry at school,
yeah,
you're both there. I mean, it's not like...
And that's the cool thing about when Penn could quit his job as a news anchor is that he could actually... It's typically a lot of the moms at the school, and then Penn will be the only dad that can show up. Well, you can too, Max, because you are, you know, podcast
life.
Podcast life. And that's one of the reasons he quit. But yeah, we do a ton of service in our community because we feel like that's what a human should do to be a member of the community. And we don't necessarily broadcast all of that stuff. But there's a weekend coming up where I think we are emceeing three different events in one weekend.
And I'm supposed to be in Winston-Salem.
And he's supposed to be. So he's going to go back and forth over three. Yeah. Oof. So we do a lot of community service as well. And
yeah, you guys do a lot.
We try to.
I think what she's trying to say is we really are great people.
No, but then I have trouble bragging about that stuff.
No, that was some heavy humble bragging.
No, but I have an issue.
Just admit that.
We get some feedback. There is sometimes there's blowback, obviously, because it's the internet and people love to hate.
Yeah.
About why don't you guys go volunteer somewhere? And if I put it out every single time, I think that almost comes off as, I don't know, some sort of like, you should congratulate me by packing lunches for people. No, I'm not going to do it.
In the Jewish faith, you don't ever announce what you do in charity, because then it is not charity at that point. It's internal.
And I fight with that a little bit because I agree that if you're doing it for some sort of congratulation or some sort of feedback, then it's not. It defeats the purpose. But then on this platform that we've been given, could we then help bring awareness to other, mm-hmm, you know, situations, charities through that. So that's, anyway.
It's a perfect segue for the next question, continuing hashtag humblebrag.
Okay.
As social media celebs, making your living on social media, this is by Jolms8. Mm-hmm. How much time do you spend using social media like the rest of us average folks? Do you set your devices down at certain times of each day? Do you find yourself scrolling through like us? Or do you find yourself scrolling through like us? Or are you immune to it since it is your jobs?
Two totally different answers from the two of us. I use Twitter anytime there is a sporting event, mm-hmm, because I love having it's akin to being in a bar with a bunch of people, and I can just do that on my couch.
It does make sense that people on Twitter seem drunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Kim, I would say, and I'm glad that you are on social media a lot because you understand the platforms better than I do, but you are on all the time.
I do think this is an issue that I don't think I'm alone. I am on social media way too much. And because it's my job, I feel like I'm checking it a lot. I should not, and I need to. And this, honestly, it's a new, I'm putting the phone down more. I'm very aware of it. I'm trying to only check a few times a day. But we do our best. I think one of the reasons why we've been able to grow, and again, we could do a lot better. We're not saying that we have the biggest social media platform ever, but we do engage and we answer as many questions as we can. We answer as many comments as we can. And you can't do that unless you're on it. So I'm trying to actually cut down on that. Still be engaged, but yet not.
She's not cutting down on the engagement part. She's cutting down on the Dr. Pimple Popper part.
Oh, I love Dr. Pimple Popper.
There we go.
There we go. Sharon Delaney McLeod, thank you for being here. Where can people find you and find more information about what you do?
WalkWest.com and SharonDelaney.tv.
Yay!
Thank you for being the wind beneath our wings, Sharon. This is the part where you say you're welcome.
You're welcome.
There you go.
Okay, guys, until next week. Bye.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Kim.
And this is really jolly.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.